All right, Greg here. Want to show a video on, I don't know, I think would be a good start to emergency communications without having to buy an expensive radio or shortwave radio. And this is with an SDR, which I have over here. This brand's an SDR Play. They also make them like with as a dongle that you could just plug in and connect an antenna to it through your USB. But SDR Play is a pretty decent one. So it's one of the favorites of them. And they're right around $130 to $150. Depends on when you get them. But I think overall it's better than the $30 dongles you could get. But you could still go with those. So what it does, it's an SDR. So it receives radio frequencies, and you just need an electronic to go through it. So I'm using the laptop. You could also use it, you know, use it on your PC, which I normally do. But if this is emergency communications, say, you know, your power's down, as long as you have something that can charge a laptop or a tablet or a phone, they even make some SDR programs for Android phones and tablets. But I don't have an Android phone or a tablet, so I'm using the laptop here. So it just plugs in through USB right here. The other side is for your antenna. So it's an SMA connector, and you just screw it into there. I just bought this SMA2. Let me unplug the coax here. SMA connector to SO239. And this connector is great. I can show you a few things. You don't need a fancy antenna for ham radio. Really, all you need is some wire. And I like to use these banana plugs. They're real simple. Connect a wire to the end of this. Plug it into the center of the SO239. And that's a makeshift antenna. All you're doing is receiving with these things. You're not transmitting, so you don't have to have a resonant antenna. Just any wire would work. I think the longer the better. Another option you could do is, these are cheap. You usually get a couple of them for about $7 off Amazon, and they're just connectors. So this one here is BNC. So I just have a BNC connector to an SO239. And then if you have an adapter, which I do, just not going to get it out, you could plug it into here and then also put your wires for your antenna through here and mount it up that way. That's another easy way. But for this video, I'm in my ham shack, so I'm just going to be going off of one of my ham radio antennas. So we'll get that connected up, and I can show you how this works. Let's see. So you just download the program. I'm using SDR Uno. There's multiple programs you could use. And there's so much stuff going on here. I'm just going to show you the basic how to use it. You can look it up. How to do it. It's very easy. So many things this could do. Let's just turn it on. Let's just go to, you have bands here that you could go. We'll go to some ham radio bands. Check what band you might want to listen to. We'll go 40 meters and just push play. As long as you're connected and it's receiving, it's pulling up everything that I'm receiving at the moment. It's showing you your frequencies here. So you could just scroll along, click on the one you want to listen to. And at the bottom, it's got the waterfall, which is showing you, the people, the movement. So this is the activity down here that has gone through. So once it's here, it comes down to the bottom, shows you that somebody was just on that frequency. And let's see, let's turn it up, see if you can hear anything.
that was a little strange to behold, but, you know.
So you hear some people on here, and this is nice because it's showing you, you can look for the strongest signals that you're receiving. So we're definitely seeing some activities here. Let's stop that. Let's go to, and it has all the bands here, like a shortwave radio. This is easy to use because you got the waterfall display. Everybody's loving the waterfall displays. Makes it easy to find something. I don't know. Let's just go here and see if we're getting anything. So we're getting some broadcast stations here. We're getting some broadcasts from South America. All right, so you get the point. So many different bands that you could choose from. I think the great thing about this setup, it's really good for receive. I think receive's very good for, very important for communications, emergency communications. This one is cheap. It's not transmitting, but I think receiving's just as important, maybe more important than transmitting. All right, one thing to know about this as well is you do not want to transmit with this thing plugged in, turned on. You can't overpower it and short it out. So make sure if you are transmitting somewhere close that this thing's not turned on or have a way to bypass it when you transmit on a separate radio. Also, I just think this is a great setup. you know, if grid down situation, if you have a way to charge a laptop or a tablet, a phone, you know, you have a solar panel, a battery bank, anything like that, you could use this. You could tell I'm not on the internet. You don't have to have the internet to use it. And I just think it's a simple way to do it and so many possibilities. And you could really get in here and fine tune the settings on this thing. And also you could store certain frequencies in here for your bank. I think that's important as if you have something that, you know, some frequencies that are your favorites and you think are important, put them in there, you know, log it in the book, all your frequencies, make sure you have paper logs of that in case you can't, you know, if your PC's down, you got everything stored in there, you might not have a way to get into that. But I think this is a great way to do it. And I plan on doing some videos on VHF, UHF, FRS radios, as well as HF for emergency communication. But I think this is the best place to start. And it's the way I started as well. And it's fun just, you know, even without emergency communications, if you just like listen to the radio. Very simple way to get a lot of bands and hear a lot of shows and listen to people talk. It's a lot of fun. Anyways, thanks for watching.